All right, man. Okay, good. I'll be in touch. All right. Hello?
Hey, how's it going, KG?
Hey, Tom, I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, thanks.
Hey, my wife sent you a text on my phone on
yes.
App. You got it?
Yes, I did receive it. Yep, thank you. I sent it off to accounting.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I tried to call you at the store. I think I can't get through because you're closed today. I think it goes straight to voicemail.
Yeah, it goes straight to the voicemail.
Well,
you don't
no wonder. I came to work. I looked at my... Okay. Fucking dinosaur here, buddy. Can I tell you?
What's that?
Doesn't know that.
I'm a fucking dinosaur in here. I didn't know that.
Yo, you're a dinosaur. Well, I just didn't want you to think, why the hell are you calling me on my cell phone? I told you that I'm at the office. I tried the office, but it didn't go through.
No wonder the phone has not rung over here. I'm thinking, okay, me, I guess people got the point. I close on Mondays, but...
Do you still have the marquee shape?
Do I still have the marquee shape?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a marquee shape diamond. I got two of them.
From
yeah. Who else?
Okay.
Yeah, I got two marquee diamonds. I haven't had a chance to call them, but I'm not calling them this week. We finally won, huh?
We got one. How about that, KG? Yeah, so we hit the pearly. We hit the pearly for 1 10 each, and then on top of that, the I did 10 each across the board on the knockout, you know, with John Paul, and the 10 to 1 round 3 hit. Perfect. So 100 minus the, you know, the $40 in losses on the other the other rounds, 60 profit on that.
Well, at least we're on the W side now.
Well, I got 100 plus another 170 for you, so 270. And you're
good deal. All right. We're getting off on
that was good. Hey, we're chipping away.
So did you watch any of the fights after
I did end up watching. I watched the replay of the John Jones fight.
Dude, that was a fucking scenery. Donald Trump walking down.
Absolutely.
And
that's phenomenal.
Speaker of the House, Musk, fuck Kid Rock was fucking rapping. Shit. That was good.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
John Jones gave his belt to Donald Trump. Oh,
and then he
my.
Gave him the belt afterwards. That was awesome.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome. I'm hoping he does the same shit in every blue state. And if we happen to go to the Armand Sarukian fight, see Donald Trump there? Yeah, buddy.
Well, I got to imagine that one he may not be at, only because it's so close to inauguration, you know, being in January.
Yeah, it's going to be January the 20th, I think.
Right, that's the inauguration. If the fight's right
that
weekend.
Yeah, you just burst my bubble, man.
I know. Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, hey, he's got a private jet. He can go wherever he wants.
Well, we'll have our Trump hats on.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
But yeah, how about and then John Jones even doing the dance in the ring? That was great.
Not just John Jones. Some of the NFL teams are doing the Donald Trump dance.
Oh, really? No, I haven't seen that.
My God, the Raiders did it. Buffalo Bills did it, and some other team did it. Kansas City or somebody else. But yeah.
Oh gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's taking off.
As well it should.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
As well it should. Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I bought a Princess Cut diamond from somebody, a 2-carat.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. $5,000.
For a 2-carat? Damn.
Yeah.
How's the quality on it?
Looks pretty good. EGL search says it's a HBS 2.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's a good one, especially going into the season that you could probably flip for 10K, if not more.
Oh yeah. Let's see what we can do.
Mhm. Yep. You know John Bones Jones, he's from Rochester, born in Rochester.
Yeah. That's what Paul was telling me. He said he knows Tom.
I used to spar with him back in the day.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell Paul that.
Yeah, let Paul. I'm undefeated against him.
Yeah. Buffalo beat Kansas City finally.
Yeah, finally gave them their first loss. That was good to see.
Yeah, that was good to see. So, man, the Lions look good.
Man, the Lions are tough. Yeah, if it's Buffalo and Detroit, man, two just heartbreak cities looking for a championship, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm rooting for both of these teams, Buffalo and Detroit.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people around here are pulling for, too. Yep, that would be cool.
I tell you what, though, every fight Jake Paul fights, we need to put some money on him.
Yeah, it seems like he's got the perfect setup, huh? Just play a bunch of old, washed-up dudes and win.
Well, you know, you and me and everybody else that knows of Mike Tyson or everything, you think, oh, shit, he's going to knock his life. He's going to send to the hospital. But that shit is all stage shit anyhow. So if you just think about, eventually he's going to take a loss. But until then, he is this guy that promotes himself like McGregor does and YouTube shit, all this other crap. And, you can't go wrong putting money on him.
No, you can't. And, you know, the thing is, though, I mean, realistically, Mike Tyson didn't stand a chance. I mean, the guy, 58 years old, he couldn't move around in the ring. Did you watch it at all?
Twice his age, dude, and some. 27.
Right. And Jake Paul, for not being a professional boxer, he takes it seriously. And he's a big dude. I mean, man, Jake Paul's 6'2".
Oh, yeah.
He's got to reach, 6 inches greater than Tyson? I mean, Tyson didn't stand a shot. I mean, unless he was, you know, in close and had one miraculous uppercut, which we know he could do. But other than that, Jake Paul wasn't going to lose.
No. Jake Paul is in there to entertain, you know, this new generation of punks and yep. So we'll see who he's gonna fight next.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
Well, thank you for sending over the check. I have that.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Yeah,
I was in the office catching up with some work. My wife calls. She goes, how long are you going to be there? I said, a little while. She said, I'm fixing to come by. I'm in the area. All right. She starts writing checks.
That's what I do.
Your favorite thing to do, right?
But I'm not sure if I don't do it, KG's not going to do it. I write all the bills at home and here.
So the treasurer at our church stepped down, so I had to fill in until we find someone else. So I'm the chairman, and I'm the treasurer, and I'm the deacon at my church.
Uh-huh.
And
guess who's doing half the work?
Sounds like you may be the treasurer. You have a fill-in treasurer.
But, man, I had a bill in my briefcase for the church, for the phone bill, and, again, I'm late 3 days, so I just want them to check and mail it to them. So I hope it gets there in time.
I know. That's not good.
Well, it's the phone company. That's okay. Church, nobody gets a phone call at church. Anyhow. All right, brother. Well, you have yourself a nice afternoon.
All right, you as well, KG. Enjoy.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.